I can give you some idea of the conditions that the men worked under when they were putting the railway line through. Things improved later, but early railway fettlers worked in pretty harsh conditions. They lived in tents, and when they finished one section of the line, they moved on to the next section. They took the tent with them. They'd worked through rain, floods, heat waves. There were no cars or trucks. Sometimes they'd move along the line with their gear on trolleys called pumpers. They were a three-wheel trolley, and they worked by the men pushing a T-shaped handle backwards and forwards. They'd normally go out working for a week or a fortnight, depending on how far they were from their base. Their wife and kids had to stay behind. They had to build the tracks, the bridges and culverts. They didn't have no modern tools. They used to drill the holes by hand, lift the rails by hand, lift the wooden sleepers. So, you know, it was a rough day out there. And then the sun. There's no shade, so they had to have plenty of water to keep their bodies working. They were tough people, I reckon. Then after a whole day's work, they'd go back to a little rough camp. They had bush showers made of a tin with holes in it. A very quick shower, a cold shower sometimes. At night all they had was a hurricane light, the kerosene lantern. Yep, that's the life of the hard-working fettlers.